rides his pony down life's lane, searching for the why of all the pain he knows. Never be
hey, Legs.
Hi, Lizzie.
How are you?
I'm great.
I'm doing really well, too.
You didn't let me ask you. I'm glad What's I know. That? You didn't let me ask you, but now I know.
We turn on the YouTube before we start the podcast, and we were just saying that we were feeling great. And isn't that nice?
Yeah, happy and peppy and bursting with love. Sorry.
Well, okay. This is Punk Love Week.
Exactly.
And isn't that nice?
Yeah.
This is the Punk Farm Love Life podcast, and we've been taking one of those words each week to kind of set our theme, and it's just working out marvelously.
It has been marvelous, darling. It has.
We need more listeners, though, so if you can forward to a friend, but the most important person listening is you, so.
Oh, that's true.
Isn't it?
Yeah. The one of you out there.
We thought we'd just kind of catch up. It's Monday here, and I had a nice weekend. We got some more seeds in. We had planted a lot of heirloom tomatoes a week ago, and then we mentioned our seeds. We actually have a free, oh, that's a nice lead-in. We have a nice free download in our show notes that are seeds we like, and some of the seeds we planted came from the various places on that download. And we ordered an Asian seed mix from True Seeds and also a Japanese collection. And we have fun looking at when we open the packet, seeing what the seeds look like. And some are like microscopic, and the other ones are like, when we get bigger ones, it's like, ooh,
yeah,
these will
really be easier. I got really excited. Oh, yeah, the big ones. Jack and the Beanstalk kind of beans. Oh, these are good. The little ones, like, oh. But we're so meticulous.
Fun.
Yeah, but it's right. We're so meticulous that we did it properly.
Yeah, and the tomatoes haven't sprouted yet, but the bok choy that we got from an international market, just from a little circular rack, and we mentioned it in one of the earlier podcasts, and there's not a word of English on that pack, but you can see in the picture it's bok choy, and then we got a Napa cabbage, and the bok choy just sprouted. It's the first thing to sprout. So that's nice.
I'm looking over at the greenhouse right now. It looks pretty humid in there.
Well, we mention our punk definition because we like to make sure people know what we're talking about. And we thought we would take the definition and just maybe talk about this week and love and how maybe some of these words connect to love, and we haven't rehearsed any of this, which may become obvious.
pretty adept at ad-libbing.
Well, we will see.
Yeah.
So the Legs and Lizzie definition of punk is unity, DIY, nonconformity, strength, speaking out against injustice, community, compassion, equality, and peace. And damn good music. And then we have, we're going to kind of learn about some punk couples and love, which will be fun in just a little bit. So tune in. Stay tuned in, as they say. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, when you think of those words, is there anything in those words that you would like to talk about related to love that comes to mind?
Yes, compassion. I'm hoping, I try as hard as I can to have compassion for people and for living things, and I try every day. And you know, I'm a human being that sometimes the best, my best intentions aren't always there, but each day I try to learn to keep that in my heart. I keep working on that. And I have a lot of empathy for the world and for individuals and what other people are going through. And that's just an ongoing process. I think if you just think you got it all licked, then you have the wrong idea, because you'll never have it down perfectly. Everybody, you should be growing every day. So that's what I think. What do you think? What word speaks out to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you think of love, you can obviously think of romantic love or, you know, love of everything. And I have some playlists that it seems as though the songs I gravitate towards in the morning and for meditation bring up different loving things. And there's this one, I'll find it and put it in the show notes. Oh, we didn't play our song of the day before we recorded. Did you have time to think of a song? Well, we'll do it for tomorrow.
I'm going to include
this Ram Dass song that
I'm
about
to talk
about.
That's a really good idea. So, yes, yeah. I do, but...
Well, we've been coming up with a song of the day and creating a playlist. There'll be a 5-song playlist, and we decided on Friday we're going to have 4 playlists, one for punk, one for farm, one for love, one for life, and we'll just keep adding to them each. So this week will be love, and we'll start it out, and then we did, so that's the plan. But there's the Ram Dass song. It's not a song. It's just he's talking about how he gets to this feeling of love for everything and the process that he gets to in his meditation and how he opens his heart and the process and what he imagines and the door that's opening. And the mantra that he uses is, I am loving awareness. And he's got a little interesting way of saying awareness. It's funny. It's not funny. It's just, yeah, it's just how he says awareness. And when you think of that phrase, just stop a minute and just say that in your mind. I am loving awareness. And it's just so, so peaceful. And it is very much when you think of compassion, when you're being compassionate towards something, someone else, you are becoming that loving awareness where you're having that feeling. So that's really beautiful. I guess I would think unity, obviously. That's kind of a no-brainer when it comes to love. DIY, you know, I think I'll ask you what you think about the DIY word. I think I'm just being too philosophical. Came to mind first is just we don't need to worry about what everyone's thinking. And if we are all one and yet we're in this human form having this experience, like nothing needs to be complicated in love. Love can be very simple, and DIY is like, let's just take out all the extraneous things and let's just really look at what's important.
And that's punk.
Yeah.
That's really punk. It's just being, you can keep it very simple. And sometimes there's a tendency to take that word love and make it really complicated. And it doesn't have to be. And it also doesn't have to be used. Sometimes this is for me. Love is thrown around many times and it's said all the time. And I feel any word, but that word especially, loses some of its oomph, some of its meaning, some of its impact when it's thrown around so easily. You can have love in your heart, but saying the word, the person that you're saying it to needs to know the weight that it holds when it comes from you. So that's why I carry love in my heart and compassion and empathy, but I do not always utter love, the word, indiscriminately. And maybe I should, because but I really have to feel it to say it. And that's how I feel. It's just it's a weird little quirk I guess I have, but it's always been that way for me. And so when I tell somebody that I love them, they know it's really the real thing, the real deal.
Yeah, I think that could be a whole podcast episode because our episodes are quite short.
Right.
I I think if love is the, if you really are feeling that love, then, you know, maybe the inhibition can come down, but you have to be aware of where the other person is and the situation. And I think holding love in your mind and your heart, if you believe in that energy, that you don't really have to say it. So exactly. If you were with another person, you wouldn't necessarily be withholding it if you're really in that loving space, right?
Exactly.
And
you've actually summed it up really well for me.
Thank you, sweetie.
You did. That's what was really good. Some people look at me cross-eyed when I say that, but you actually get it. Go figure.
Yeah, then there's strength, equality, peace. Those are all beautiful things that you could connect with love, for sure. Any of those that pop out, are we fine? And then I have damn good music. Like when you're falling in love, it's helpful to have damn good music.
Yes, but there's different soundtracks to those various
things. That's right.
Yeah, I learned a lot about you. You know, when we're recording and getting to know each other about, you know, how romantic you are and the kind of things.
Can I tell my story about that artist that came to me after we first met?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, there's this artist that I hadn't thought of in like over 10 years. And I went on a first date with Legs, and driving home, like, it just came to me, and it was very, very interesting. Because it was a nice time in my life when I had been listening to this person before, and his name's Paul Tiernan, and he's Irish, right? We realize he's Irish, and and so we'll decide if Paul Tiernan or Ram Dass is going to be on the soundtrack, maybe both.
Right.
So great. Well, thanks for doing that.
You're welcome.
We didn't know how that was going to go.
We don't rehearse, so this is all
So, in thinking about punk love, I found an article that is just, I think, really is really perfect for this first punk love episode of the week. And they start off by talking about a Manchester punk festival that in this year's going to be, is that right? I think that might be incorrect. I feel like that might be, oh no, maybe it is 2024. I was thinking that the next one was next year in 25. So anyway, it either just happened or it's coming up on April 18th through the 20th, 2024. And I hope it's the latter, because then it'll be even better that it's coming out then. And the article's called "This Is What a Punk in Love Looks Like." And it was on Vice. .com, written by Jack Hutchcraft, and it came out May of 2023, right after the last one. And so it's a collection of, in the article they say, you know, we could have talked about the bands of this festival, we could have talked about this or that, but we're going to talk about love. And they have a collection of five or six couples, and they ask them a few questions, like two or three questions each, so it's pretty quick. And we're just gonna role play and read what these couples said. And Legs hasn't read it, but I have. And I feel that, well, you will see. What's said is just speaks to really what punk is about and punk love. And so we can take turns reading the Vice questions. So for this one, I'll read the Vice questions. And would you like to be Gareth, who's 37, or Alice, who's also 37, from Darlington?
Well, I'll be Gareth for this one.
You'll be Gareth this time?
I'm
okay.
Going to start out. Gareth.
Yeah. Vice. So how did you guys get together? We met at Sixth Form College in Darlington. Gareth didn't have a singer for the band he was in with his friends. Then I went to see them, and it was one of the worst gigs I'd ever seen, actually.
Gareth.
You don't have to read the name, sweetie.
No, I'm just making sure they understand. I'm not Legs anymore. I'm now Gareth. But I don't have a British accent.
Are you going to read it each time or just the first time?
No, just making sure that on each one.
This is kind of like our trailer.
Yep. You were the only person we knew who could sing and were willing to play with us.
We did a few practices. I joined the band and we got together a couple of months after that. We've been together for 19 years now and we got married in 2021. We started on the local Bishop Auckland scene in Durham, which was tiny, and we've since gone between a lot of different punk communities. Punk and activism are something we've always done together, and our social beliefs are important in our jobs too. Gareth works for trade unions and I do safeguarding and further education.
I got into Noam Chomsky through punk, and then I started reading about workers' rights. It's kind of been a vein through both of our lives.
Vice, what do you love about each other? I love that Gareth is a source of boundless energy. That's very appropriate for you. And endless positivity. I tend to lean towards the negative, but he has the get up and go in this relationship. It gives me a shot in the arm, and he's so supportive.
I love how empathetic Alice is. You can tell from the way she interacts with people that she really cares.
Nice. So now we'll go to the next one. Noam Chomsky was in one of our favorite films, Captain Fantastic.
Yeah.
When he has the kids and they're reading all those advanced books. And they don't celebrate Christmas, but they celebrate Noam Chomsky Day.
Yep. And a big picture of him and everything. Yeah, it's a cool movie. Check it out. Captain Fantastic. Guaranteed interesting.
With Viggo Mortensen.
Yep.
Okay, now we have Grace, who's 27, and Natalie, who's 26, from Manchester. Would you like to be Grace or Natalie?
Oh, I'll be Grace.
Okay. You want to be Vice this time?
I'll be Vice, too.
Okay.
How did this beautiful love story begin?
We actually met through the punk scene itself. Grace was a DJ and promoter at the time.
I was organizing gigs. We did a pride event, and the Red Stains came along to play it. This is before I was in a band, and...
I don't think you need to do a female voice.
That wasn't a female voice. It's just more less vibrating head voice.
Perfect. We fancied each other.
Oh, yeah. But it took a lot of time. I actually invited her to come and DJ with me. We played a few events together, and then drunkenly one night, somebody pointed a camera in our face, and...
I just planted a kiss on you.
Now we play in the Red Stains together. What was the punk scene like in the UK?
The punk scene here is pretty diverse. There's a community feel, and there are bands who really look out for each other. It feels like family. You really feel proud to be a part of this, especially in Manchester.
Some big people came before us and carved out a path to a point where now it feels like one of the more welcoming places in society to be out. There are a lot of people who really care about making sure that spaces are welcoming, accessible, equal, and safe for everyone.
I also think being queer is a means of protest. It's punk in itself. The whole meaning of the word punk isn't just a mohawk and leather jacket. It's about being true to yourself and not being afraid of who you are, being brave and bold and strong. Nice. Now we have Nyla, 26, and Sam, 33, from Newport. Who would you like to be?
I'll be Sam.
Okay. Vice, how did you both end up meeting?
I used to be in a band, and then Nyla started playing bass. We sort of chatted about bass and realized that we were both into the same stuff. She started showing me new music, and I started showing her new music.
We've grown together since then, really, as wonderful people. The punk scene is really inviting. Being a person of color in particular, I feel welcome. The vibes and I just feel like I belong. That's the most important thing for me. What are the unwritten rules of being punk?
All the knobheads in the scene have been cast aside, and it's just all the cool people left. All the people who are accepting of anyone. Punk is community-based. No one cares what you look like or what you dress like.
For me, it's just don't be a dick.
Well put.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's just so perfect about, you know, talking of them all talking about what punk is. Okay, now we have Roz, 34, and Hope, 29, from Sheffield. Who would you like to be?
I'll be Roz.
Okay. You can be Vice, too.
Okay, Vice. Is punk a big part of how you met?
Definitely. There were a lot of gigs we'd both been at in the past before knowing each other. We're both in a band together now, and I feel like everything that we do is based around writing music or doing or going to gigs. Punk is an ethos that we live by.
What's your favorite thing about the scene? Roz, I feel like a few years ago, if a band had a queer person in it then, that would be the defining feature. Whereas now, nobody makes a big deal about it. It's refreshing.
A lot more bands are starting to pop up who are very open about being queer or part of the LGBTQ community.
What are your favorite things about each other?
Roz is very true to herself. She's always honest about what she thinks, and I really appreciate that. It might be uncomfortable for a half a second, but at least I always know what she's thinking.
Hope is probably the smartest, most creative, and passionate person I've ever met. I'm just always in awe. My favorite moment of our time together was when we got a bit drunk and I asked her to explain her PhD in an hour, and she did it. It just made me feel more and more in love with her.
I love this too, because you are often talking about these punk band members about, you know, Bad Religion. He's a professor with a master's PhD. And then just having lunch today, who are you talking about?
The Descendants, Milo Ackerman. He has a PhD and is a professor, I believe, as well. And,
yeah.
And both of them, like, are really, he's really smart and whatever. It's like some math or science kind of. They're really smart. There's a lot of them, surprisingly.
Yeah, and it's not to say that's better than someone that doesn't have that, but it's just to say that among people who are attracted to punk music and the writers and the people who participate and the people who go, and there's some smart folks in there, including Hope. I'm curious to know what her PhD was in.
Exactly.
Now we have Samba, who's 34, and Sophie, who's 28, from Leeds. Would you like to be Samba?
What? Sure.
Vice, can you remember what first drew you to each other?
In Leeds, there's a festival called Nicest Pie Fest at the Wharf Chambers.
I'm going to have a little caveat that there's quite a bit of drinking and people first getting to know each other. That wasn't our case.
Nope.
We met sober, but I just will say that Legs and Lizzie are sober. We're sober. I was there getting drunk and accosted you in the smoking area. You were tall, and I liked your cheekbones.
I think you're Vice.
What do you love most about each other?
My life would be a lot more boring without Sophie. She even found me a job on one occasion, working in a bakery. It was great, and I worked there for a long time. My life would be a lot poorer without her.
Being with him is just fun all the time, and he puts up with my bullshit. And he hasn't killed my cat yet.
Our plan for our next anniversary is to punch a Nazi together.
Let's read that again. Our plan for our next anniversary is to punch a Nazi together.
Okay.
That's why we read our punk definition, so people know what it's not.
Yeah.
The next couple are Dan, who's 36, and Maddie, 35, from Hastings. Would you like to be Dan or Maddie?
I'll be Dan.
Did you say Dan?
Yeah, I'll be.
Okay. Are you Vice's
name? I'll be Vice.
Okay.
Got to do a roll here. So what brought you two together?
We met drunk in a bar. Plus, we're in the UK. So
this is true.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a classic love story of old.
How does punk come into your relationship? Dan, punk is a really big part of it, actually.
I'd say Dan introduced me to punk. I was really new to the whole thing when we met. I've always had a taste in alternative music, but Dan showed me loads of really cool bands, and I thought, he might be a keeper, this one. It definitely formed quite a big basis of our relationship after that. Basically, everything we do is somehow related to music. Punk gigs, friends, everything. Everything's all kind of tied up in one.
Compared to other styles of music, I say there's a lot of love in punk.
I think punk celebrates all kinds of love, too.
Right on. So I know, you're going to ask me. Who am
I? Mike or Jess?
I'll be Mike.
Okay, they're from County Durham. My turn or your turn for Vice?
I'm Vice right now. Okay. How did you both find each other? Jess's dad used to be in a punk covers band, and we met at one of those gigs. We just hit it off from there. 4 years later, I actually ended up being in the band with her dad, and we've been together for 13 years now. I love that story, because meeting at a punk gig when you're both underage is the most punk rock story ever. I had a full emo haircut at the time, though.
I had a Mohican. We're still really involved in it all.
Where does love fit into your lives as punk? Love should be a big part of the punk ethos, because I don't think there's any real room for hatred. Put it this way, I've never felt unsafe at a punk gig.
You feel safe because you know everyone has your back. It's lovely. So this is a lot like my first punk show experience, the Punk Rock Bowling Festival in Las Vegas, where, you know, I went down from dehydration and heat, and everyone was trying to help us, and it was really beautiful. But I do have a question. What's a Mohican? Is it the mohawk with long hair in the back?
I think a mohawk is a Mohican.
I think we need to look that up, but
I don't know.
Put it in the comments. People know what a Mohican is.
I'm sure we can look it up. Okay. That's what Google is for.
I know. We're trying to get comments though, right?
Yes. So tell us. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. We can certainly look it up.
You did feel safe there.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
You felt safe there. And there's a lot of couples. Surprisingly, a large group of couples. Mm-hmm. And there are a few bands that didn't cater to couples.
And families with kids.
Oh, yeah.
And not to say every punk show would have that, but this was definitely a family-oriented all-day thing. And so now we have Kiernan, 55, and Colin, 49, from London.
Who do you feel like being?
I'll be Colin.
Okay, go for it.
How did you two fall for each other then? We met in Berlin. I was in a hip-hop crew at the time.
I was a queer weekend rave. Hang on, guys. You know, I'm like sight impaired. It was a queer weekend rave event at a squat that had lots of artists, workshops, and all kinds of radical queer theory stuff. Colin was on stage, and straight away I was like, I'm in love.
I'm sort of a punk by marriage, right? Someone told me that Kiernan was in a band, and Kieran told me it was just a lot of noise. It didn't say much else. I went to see them, expecting some small band who rehearses in their garage, but arrived to a room full of hundreds of people singing along to the Restarts. I was blown away by his humility.
Do you think there's a space for love in the punk world? Punk has a reputation for being confrontational, and I think people wear that as a suit of armor to protect themselves. A lot of people in the punk scene come from broken homes, have mental health issues, or were closeted and queer, stuff like that. So there's vulnerability here. I think the heart of punk is pure love. They actually say that punks are really just hippies with studded armor. A lot of the punk ideology, the left-wing anti-fascists and anti-sexists, all come from a place of love.
That's beautiful. It actually said anti-racist, but anti-fascist works too. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. He's true. Actually, I like that, what he said. It is, well, I don't know about just hippies with studded armor, but yeah.
Yeah, it's all of these sentiments about love and their love for each other and their love of punk. It just really gives you this feeling that punk is inclusion and that we need to work towards everyone coming together and taking care of each other.
I agree. And the other thing is, don't judge a book by their cover.
Right.
That you cannot judge a person by what they look like. That, you know, if you looked at the people, that, especially the men that helped you in Las Vegas at the Punk Rock Bowling Festival, probably down a dark alley or on a, you know, deserted street or whatever, people would be running away. And these were the sweetest men you would have ever met. And that's what I found in my, all the concerts I've gone to. I have not experienced much hatred or brutality or anything that you would think from people that look a certain way. So,
well, I liked hearing here that there was one comment that the knobs had been pushed out, and so a perception of someone doesn't know punk that thinks, well, what is it? Is it skinhead? Is it this? Is it that? And that's part of what we're trying to do is, we had a conversation, may I talk about our conversation at lunch?
Yes, of course.
So we talked at lunch about, you know, what, I just whether our trying, well, I sat down and I said, I just think it would be so wonderful if the punk word was expanded so people really knew, because it stands for so many beautiful things that would make the world a better place. And you can say what you said. You said that some people want to keep it small, but not all people.
Well, I think in anything that is really good,
right,
and wonderful, and also where you feel like you found a home, mm-hmm, you sometimes want to protect it.
Right.
And I don't think the people are intentionally saying, don't, you know, we don't want you to come in, we don't want you to be here. It's just that they want to protect their space. Mm-hmm. And what we were discussing was that that's the opposite of what we want. That's part of the reason why we're doing this podcast. If you're supposed to be inclusionary and you want to include everybody, you know, the right people will find the scene. And that, just keep your doors open, don't judge other people, and the people that want to be there will show up. And it will. And it's almost like things police themselves. And if you're someone that just doesn't fit into that scene and you come upon it, then you'll feel uncomfortable and you probably won't come back. But if you feel comfortable, you're going to stay. And that's how they have to remember where they came from. They felt uncomfortable. They wanted to find a scene that they could belong in. They found it. They were accepted. And my hope is that over time they can keep that mindset and allow other people to come in and be a part of the scene and grow this so that, you know, I mean, I never expect punk to be huge, but it'd be really wonderful if people could take on more of what the true punk ethos is, as outlined by what we just read about this concert, you know, this festival, about how these people feel.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
And everything has a time, and something that's smaller and growing, that you're protecting it, and not so much that you would have an expectation that the whole planet is going to be, you know, rocking out to the same music, of course.
No.
But that, because punk is just the meaning and the soul and the effect of punk, like the punk ethos settling down on the whole planet and affecting the planet, a lot like what you were talking about with love. If love is the best word to describe the thing that is this spiritual, beautiful thing, if love is the thing, just say it, man.
or maybe,
and if punk is this, if
maybe
punk
is love
the thing,
maybe punk love is the thing that we should be aspiring to.
Yeah,
you know, who knows? Maybe that's what it is. And the thing is that punk is not just the music; it's bigger than the music. At least,
right,
it's bigger than the music.
Exactly.
So we both listen to a lot of different music, and so it's not just about the music.
And to continue on with the timing, we just watched a documentary about the band, And when they were on with Bob Dylan and got the booing, and then when they much later, once the music had evolved, and they just were right at the edge and ahead of where things were going.
Exactly.
So if you think that everything's expanding, that this time when punk was more closed in and more guarded, you had to be to protect yourself. And that may always be the case. And we're certainly not the ones that are going to say whether it's going to be that or not. But just it feels like you love punk. I love what it stands for. And we're just going to spread the word.
Right. We're just messengers. That's it. Spread the word.
Great. Well, I'm excited about Punk Love Week. And anything else?
No, that was wonderful. Great finding that article.
We will talk to you soon.
Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Liggs and Lizzie Punk Farm Love Life podcast. Please subscribe to be notified of new episodes. It really helps us if you leave a review.
We'd love to have you join our Patreon family. When you join, for as little as $5 per month, we'll personally thank you on the podcast. You'll also receive special episodes and videos from us. Podcast music is by Lizzie's brother, who goes by Squint Todd and the Horse Thieves. See the show notes for links to other things we mentioned.
Be safe and happy until next time.
Do stuff, don't buy stuff.
Peace, punk, plants.
We don't need much, we just need each other.
In the pouring rain. Sometimes he thinks he can feel his pain. Be the same. His old black dog just tags along and listens while he sings his song. Love is all she knows. So on and on they go. Strangers cry, lonelier than pissed out wine. There's no wonder why he's bound to drift alone. He looks into the heavens, his only friend alone. Thank you. from the dust. Dust here returns. If it has to happen, let them fire burn.